Welcome to Boys and Brunch. This is the show where we expose everything going down on the timeline. And we've got some great topics yet again today. We're going to talk about Lil Nas X's pregnancy pics. And we're going to move into Patty Jenkins slamming streaming movies. And then we're moving back into, we're going to talk about DaBaby yet again for his second apology. And then, well, I guess I'm counting that right. I don't know. I guess y'all will correct me if I'm wrong. And then our final topic will be choosing to never give flowers to your date ever again. There's a whole tweet and story behind that, so we'll get to that. But right now, I am Jared D. King, and I am joined by my wonderful co-host, Khalid. How are you, sir?
Hanging in there, you know, just, I don't know. I'm looking forward to the fall season.
Okay. Yeah. What's going on in the fall?
You know, I always feel like, you know, new season, new vibe, new opportunities. I'm all about that change of season stuff, you know, new intentions that you put out there.
Okay. So what have you been up to lately and what are you drinking today?
I just have tea, darling, you know. You know, Sundays, I'm not usually one to wake up early on Sundays. So, you know, I always ease my way into Sundays.
Okay.
I'm having some tea, you know.
Gotcha. We were talking about Hurricane Ida before we went live. How did that fare for you?
Well, my basement got flooded. The water just came from the ground up. So it was coming from the tub, it was coming from the toilet, from the sink, and it was just like a lot. And like quickly, it took hours to get all that, scoop up all that water out. My landlord and I, we were like hours just getting it out. And then the cleanup afterwards, it took several hours. So it was an overnight thing.
Ugh, awful. Well, sorry you went through that.
Some people had it way worse. You know, there was no damage. Thank God, no crazy damage. But I was quick because I saw like what's happening. I said, "Oh my God, let me get my stuff that was on the ground. You know, put it up." And yeah, so I was quick. You know, but I was there at the moment when I saw that it was happening. I was like, "Oh, okay, let's get on it now."
Got you. Okay, Mama Shay, hello. Why don't you give us a quick update and let us know what you're drinking as well, and let us know, you know, how did you do with the craziness with the hurricane that passed? I guess it passed through our area, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I am drinking. This is a little. It's zero sugar, but it's a sparkling ice cherry vanilla with caffeine, and I just dropped a little bit of amaretto in there.
Oh.
So got a little wake up juice going on. as far as Ida, like I slept through most of it. There was definitely a whole lot of flooding in and around my area, but work sent all of us home at like 3. And they're like, no, we don't want you to get stuck here, because basically all the roads out from my job have a deep dip. Like there's like cut out. So my little tutu would have been floating. So they were like, you could leave. And I was like, all right, bye.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Got out of there. Yeah. I mean, I think for me, just I didn't really have to deal. It was just, you know, we got the tornado warning. It was funny because I remember, you know, we had a tornado warning months ago. And, you know, my family was laughing at me for going down into the basement, like it said. And then this time everybody was in the basement, I guess, because, you know, they knew it was like an actual thing. But I'm always on top of that type of stuff. So I'm always kind of paranoid in a very like safety, you know. But I did do a wine tasting yesterday, and it was a lot of fun.
Okay.
But that is exactly why I am drinking sparkling water today, because I'm not trying to go overboard. had a lot of fun yesterday, but I'm not trying to do it again today. Well, I'm trying to have fun, but not, you know, not get crazy. You know what I'm saying? So Mama Shay, real quick, like we always forget to start the show, because I know you all, you usually, I want you to like pull an oracle card for us and just let us know what the energy is going to be. I usually do it at the end of the show by accident. So now let's actually do it like we planned. What card did you pull for us today?
So today we have a card that says listening for truth.
Listening and for truth.
Miss Ma'am is up there. Just, you know, listening to a little ocean shell thingy. But listening for truth. So this, especially on a show where we're all commenting and, you know, we all obviously have different opinions or even the same opinions, but like, are we listening to argue or are we listening for the actual truth of what's going on? And so I think it's about, you know, setting those intentions on how you're listening. Are you going into it to prove your point? Are you going into it to arrive at a specific truth that everyone can actually deal with?
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Well, I mean, as you know, as somebody who is putting on a show and trying to make it interesting, I'm listening for drama. Maximum drama. I'm just kidding. Well, only kidding a little bit. But all right. So we've talked enough amongst ourselves. Let's jump into these topics. We're going to talk about Lil Nas X. And these pregnancy pics. Let me share the screen and just show you, if you hadn't already seen these pictures. Let's put this up on the screen. So this is Lil Nas X, his pregnancy announcement in People magazine. Now, this was really just to announce the arrival of Montero, his debut, or I don't know if it's not his debut album, but his next album. So, what did you guys think about the pictures and what he's doing here? And I see you shaking your head, Kali. Okay, you're not a fan, not a fan.
As I said in one of the last episodes, we talked about, you know, talents, artists, and gimmick. Once again, this is another gimmick. All he does is gimmicks. It's not about the music. And then what bothers me about him, I mean, I stopped being a fan of his a while ago because I saw the direction where he was going into, and that's just something that I, on a personal and moral and spiritual issue, I don't support. But
okay, so what do you mean by that? Like, was it the satanic thing with the video? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it was that, and then. Even right before that, I saw then just pressings of what he was trying to do, where before it was just about his music. And then I started seeing, okay, he's doing all these publicity stunts and gimmicks. And now this is just another gimmick to just get attention. It's not about the music. And then what bothers me is it's like you put out stuff and do things that are controversial, and then you get upset when people criticize it. And then you want to then come back at them. That's pure gaslighting. And I'm just like, I don't support that. It's just a gimmick. Okay. After gimmick. Your talent, your music should be the gimmick. Okay. All this is just all extra stuff.
See, I feel like I'm on the complete opposite side of what you're saying right now. I think he's definitely very talented. And I think, you know, this is marketing, you know, I feel like it's, you know, we talk about gimmicks. I mean, like, it's not a gimmick if I feel like it's not a gimmick if it like works to further, you know, if it works to further your, you know, album sales in this case is what his goal is. And to kind of like be stay on top, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I don't really get gimmick from him, and honestly, I really kind of like what he's doing. I think he's constantly staying on the minds of people, and he's just like he's riling a lot of people up, but it's like getting us to like have these conversations about why y'all feel so pressed, you know, with this like. And that's just what I see. But
I just wonder how long, you know, it's sad that if an artist feels that that's what he has to do in order to get attention for his music, then we're talking about him because of what he's doing, not about his music. His music is now, you know, secondary. And that's really sad. And then, you know, if you look, you know, music, you know, careers of great artists, you know, historically, they don't do that. You know, if you want longevity, I guess only time will tell to see the longevity of his career. And then if he feels like he has to, you know, keep doing this. Perfect example, Lady Gaga, when she first came out, she was doing a whole bunch of stunts and gimmicks. And you know what? She got tired of that. And then she was just like, you know what? I'm going to focus on my talent. She switched up her music, started doing movies, changed her performance completely. Now she's doing another movie. Because she knew and realized, I can't keep up with this that long. At the end of the day, my talent, that should be the forefront. And okay, she changed her style and career around. So I'm just wondering the longevity of this.
Lady Gaga is still doing the crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Not as much as before, though. She switched it up.
She switched it up. All right, Mama Shay, what do you have to say about this? We've been going back and forth a little bit. But, what do you have to say?
I guess it's my turn to kind of be on both sides. So, number one, like, my initial thing is just like, give him the black boy joy. You know, he's the age of basically my eldest. And I'm like, be free, do all the things, experience life, be funny, do whatever you want. You have the money to do it. Child, go have fun. And we get to go along for the ride. So to me, it's not necessarily gimmick. Like, we're literally watching him grow up. You know, he started very early on. So of course he's going to have changes and trying to figure out himself and like, let him celebrate exactly who he is and figure that out and root him on along the way. As far as it being gimmicky, I mean, it is releasing his album. It's specifically for music. You know, is he getting attention that way? Of course, but we've seen it ridiculously. You know, Nicki Minaj has had her like whole anti-Catholic thing, whatever was going on.
I mean, that was horrible.
Gaga has had her meat dress. You know, we've seen hair changes. We've seen just a multitude of things. So I think a lot of times we forget that artists are people. Mm-hmm. So it's like, express yourself. And he's, you know, like I said, he's young. He's trying to figure out who himself is. So, you know, unfortunately / fortunately, he has to do it in front of the world because that's just where he's at.
So my thing about like him trying to find himself, I feel like in order to do what he's doing, I feel like he knows himself. He knows what he's doing, but that's not necessarily what you know we're saying, but it's more like I don't feel like he's on this journey to find himself, to be quite honest. I feel like he knows himself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he's just got the confidence to kind of put himself out there unapologetically, and that's kind of what I'm feeling. I don't feel like, you know, I mean, and I know at one point, I mean, I guess you could make that argument. He's still like, on some level, because he wasn't out when he originally came out with like Old Town Road, you know? Mm-hmm. So there has been a little bit of a transformation, but you know, if I wasn't confident in myself, I would not be doing, you know, pregnancy pictures or, you know, these, I say crazy, but like in a good way, these crazy videos. So I don't know, that's just kind of where I'm coming from, but you know, I feel like I applaud him. I just, you know, every time he does something new, I'm just like, oh my gosh, this man just stays on everybody's minds. I just think he's just, what'd you say?
So specifically boozies.
Yes. And speaking of that
man waking up talking about genitalia.
Oh goodness.
At like 5 a.m.
Right. So we've got a couple people who have responded to these most recent pictures. So mm-hmm. there was the comedian Donnell Rawlings, who posted, I believe, on Instagram. He said, I'm with freedom of whatever, but at this point, Lil Nas is effing with the minds of kids. What are your thoughts? How do I explain this shit to my son?
I knew parents were going to say that. Yeah, that's, I mean, I only follow the story because I had to for this show, because I'm not a fan of him. I don't care to follow what he's doing, but I said, you know what, for homework and research, I have to, you know, follow this. And then I was talking to my mom about it, and our family, they're just like, you know, this is what agenda is he pushing? And then this is like, for some people, especially parents, it's confusing to be like, well, how do we explain this to our kids, you know? And then also another friend of mine brought up a good point, which is like, well, how is this helping, you know, the LGBTQ community, where, you know, straight people, to look at us in a more, I guess, normal or positive light and not look at us like we're, you know, perverted or trying to push some sort of perverted, you know, agenda. So it's interesting that I'm sure there's going to be different sides to the spectrum of reactions to this. And obviously that's why, you know, he put it out. He knew that we're going to be two completely extreme sides. I don't think there's a middle ground for this.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, and I think, I don't know. I think like the purpose of it is, you know, some people could make the argument that this is just further alienating, you know, LGBTQ people. But I feel like when you put it out there, you force people to deal with it, and it only makes it better for all of us in the long run. Personally, that's just kind of how I think, you know, instead of, you know, kind of staying within the confines of these societal rules that we have. And, you know, we're here, you know, and we're very different. And I think that's okay. And I think it's okay for people to see that. Yeah, I don't know. That's just kind of where I am.
I don't know. Man pregnant, I don't know about that.
What is there to explain, I guess, is my thing. What is hard to explain?
I guess in the sense to explain to kids from what I've been seeing in reactions to people, and then just speaking to close family and friends, is to explain, well, to kids is like, oh, you know, a man being pregnant, you know? I think that's that whole thing of explaining that aspect. I get it. Like I said, I don't think with this, there's no middle ground. It's either yes or no with this. It's, yeah.
Trans men get pregnant every day.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's not trans. And then even that, with that argument, you know, people are going to say, well, a trans man is not really, you know, a woman. So it's a whole, yeah.
But he's not pretending he's not pretending to be a woman. And on top of it, he's birthing his album. So it's like, I don't know. I feel like parents are extremely unimaginative and just don't know how to talk to their children if they don't understand how to be like, he's birthing his idea. He toiled over this. He created it just like I created you in my stomach, or, you know, whoever's stomach. That's
you know, kids want to understand that if they're just looking at a picture, you know, they're not gonna, they won't understand it. So I get on a parent side, you know, they're coming from, because look, several of my friends, you know, they have kids, and I've spoken to them about this, and you know, a lot of them are pissed. I get it. I don't have a child myself, so I can't, you know, fully explain it or under, you know, be in that feeling of understanding, but I get where they're coming from, which is all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I still just don't get it, but that's just, you know, I've always kind of had a different style of parenting anyway, but I just don't understand.
Yeah.
I guess
what
the difficulty is.
Yeah. Well, but you also have, you know, Boozy Badass, who, I guess is now like the Joker to Nas's Batman. I mean, like, even his name is very like super villain, Boozy Badass. Like, okay, I'm sorry, but he responded to this saying, Nas X, what the F, you just don't stop. I think he's going to turn around and suck one of his background dancers D on national TV.
That probably would be next. Who knows? He's always pushing buttons. What else is he gonna do? I'm sure this is not gonna be the end. He'll do something else, something shocking, because that's just.
But he's not gonna. I mean, like, he's not gonna do that. Now we know. Well, we know he's not
gonna. He was gonna do a couple of things that he did. So I just think we just have to wait and see. We don't know. We can't predict the future. It's just like, what's he gonna do next? Let's see.
Are you defending Boozy Badass right now? Are you like defending what he's saying?
No, I'm just like, I don't know if Lil Nas is gonna do that, but I get in the sense, it's just like, what else are you gonna do? What's the next shock value thing that you're gonna do? And only time will tell. We'll see.
The latest shock value thing that Boosie has done was reveal he's 38 and not 58 with that mug. So, you know, everyone has their own gimmicks and what have you. But like Boosie is just, if you don't like it, so don't look, don't show your kids, don't expose them to this. He does not make nursery rhymes. You know, this man does not make children's music. So if you are going to allow your children to be exposed to it, then.
Well, he did say, I do remember Lil Nas X did say that he was making, well, this was back in like his first album. Maybe not, he's not saying it now, but I do remember he said more than once that he was making music for the kids. He did say that several times.
Maybe he meant the kids.
You know, well, no, he specifically, you know, for the children, he made that very clear. And then he came out with that book, See Us for Country, which is a really cute book out that I actually like read that. That was nice.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, I think it is
hard because parents can't control 24/7 what their kids are watching, listening to. It's hard.
How little they can. I certainly did. My kids didn't see anything I didn't want them to see, at least until they were in school.
Yeah. I mean, well, my thing is, I mean, I guess just to put a stamp on my whole thing is just like, you know, as an artist, I feel like your role is to kind of push the buttons and push boundaries a little bit and try to get a conversation started or get people talking. It's not just about your talent. It's also about a message usually with art. So, you know, I personally, I applaud him. I know we may feel differently on this topic, but we do have, we do have another topic to jump into, but before we do, I did want to touch on NeNe Leakes. I don't know if you guys heard, but NeNe Leakes' husband, Greg Leakes, has passed away this past week. So, you know, we've talked about NeNe and the Housewives on here plenty of times. So, you know, just sending our condolences to NeNe and her family. I'm curious, Khalid, I feel like you, because when we spoke about this, at least in our DMs, it seemed like you had some other things to maybe bring up or talk about regarding NeNe. And I was just curious what those thoughts were.
It was really surprising that it came out of nowhere. But then I can't help but think about, you know, she left, allegedly she left the Housewives because she wasn't getting along with people. And I know, we all know, you know, that NeNe has had, a reputation that is very mixed. You know, it's you either love her or you hate her. And I feel that she's had more problems with people than not, especially, you know, behind the scenes as well. And then when this happened, you know, I wasn't really a fan of NeNe before, but then I felt this one, you know, for her, because like this was like, you know, the love of her life. And then I'm wondering at the same time, you know, feeling bad for her because a lot of people don't like her, that they probably was like, you know what, well, hey, good for you, that's what you get. That's karma. You know, you had all these problems with people and this is what you get, you know, so now like you're seeing a loved one, you know, pass away. So I felt for her. I haven't heard much about NeNe, what she's doing and what she's going to do next and just the whole healing and recovery process for her.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I think we're all on the same page. You know, we're feeling for her. I know she's still doing the club. I think it's the Lanithia Lounge or something. Mm. So yeah, she's still got stuff going for her. So, you know, all the best. But we're gonna jump into this next topic. Patty Jenkins, who spoke about streaming movies. Now let me read what she said here. So she is the director. She's known as the director for doing Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. And she said, if this is from an article on Screen Rant, and I believe she was at CinemaCon, and she was on a panel discussing the future of cinema. And she said this about streaming movies. Like, aren't you seeing it? All of the films that streaming services are putting out, I'm sorry, they look like fake movies to me. I don't hear about them. I don't read about them. It's not working as a model for establishing legendary greatness. So what do you guys think about that sentiment? Mama Shay, why don't we start with you? Do you think that that's a true statement?
First of all, her little movie was funky. Like, let's just start there.
Which one?
Wonder Woman 84.
Okay. Did you see
that? The trailer was the best part.
Okay.
I was extremely disappointed that the movie did not live up to that hype at all. And of course, my opinion. So the fact that she even thought she had the authority to speak on it, like, your little movie was never going to be a legend status anyway. Wonder Woman is a legendary status. You, however, are not. Additionally, I feel like this has a little bit to tie into, like, with the contracts. And I know we discussed before with the Black Widow movie and Scarlett Johansson and, you know, the lawsuits and whatnot that were going on, because it released in the theaters and then she only had box office cuts and not streaming cuts and all, like, money wise and all of that. So I think it comes from a little bit of a place of hurt because they're not getting that box office money and their contracts probably still, because since it was so long ago, are not including the streaming residuals. So I think that is part of it. But I also think it always depends on who's in your little microcosm of the world. My people still talk about plenty of movies. We still refer movies to each other. I have a movie club that I do every Saturday night. So that's great to me. I still talk about movies. You know, I don't think it... I think it does, you know, the hype of going to the movie is always different than like sitting at home and watching it. But you have to look at what's going on in the world. Nobody is going to risk their life to go see a movie, baby. Just put it out and hope for the best.
What do you think, Khalid? Do you think that, well, let's start with the general thoughts and I'll get more specific as we go. We'll see where this goes.
Okay, well, I get a little bit where she's talking about two things that come up to mind. When movies, they come out, you know, on a streaming platform, I noticed that, okay, it gets hyped for like a very small amount of time. And then afterwards it just kind of fades. And then like, cause you know, it's like constant, you know, content keeps coming out. So it's like, okay, this 1 week, you know, you have all this like, you know, hype, and then now you have like four other movies that are coming out on the streaming platform, and then nobody really talks about that one. So it fades quickly, whereas the model of like, you know, having the movies in the movie theaters and is lasting in the box office for a while, there seems to be more of a long-lasting impact and conversations. And so I get in the sense of like legendary status, because even like a movie that came out, you know, a month ago, you know, people are not really talking it as much because now they're talking about another movie that just came out. So it's just like, just the limelight of it, you know, phase, and, you know, it's okay. Let me just
challenge that a little bit, because I feel like even now with movies that are coming out in the theaters, you hear about them like 1 week and then nobody talks about them the next week just because of the times that we're in, you know, with, I mean, so I don't see it being any different, you know, as far as the conversation of films, as far as establishing legendary greatness, I feel like if it's a good movie, it's a good movie. And just like, you know, that's just how, you know, I'm one of those people who really does not subscribe to the idea that I need to be in a movie theater in order to watch this film.
I totally agree, because there's been many times I've gone to the movie theaters and I'm just like, I feel like I wasted money, you know, and then I get upset. Whereas streaming, the beauty of streaming, it's just like, I can try to watch, you know, 30, 40 minutes. And if I'm not feeling it, I just stop watching it. The issue is though, I feel like I've noticed that a lot of movies that are, not all, but a lot of them on streaming platforms, I'm just like, I feel like this is like the new straight to DVD, you know, movie, which like it wasn't good enough at that time, you know, to be released in the theater. So we'll just put it out in streaming, where it's like the quality is not the best and I get bored. And I find myself, you know, starting and stopping, you know, watching movies on a more frequent basis. I'm just like, this isn't really that good. Okay, let's see what else I can watch.
I mean, there have been some big ones that have come out that leave me feeling the same way. List any of the Tyler Perry's that came out in theaters. you know, and they had all the promotion in the world, but if it's not good, it's not good. You know, Netflix, I love that Netflix, even though I understand like what you're saying quality wise and such, but Netflix gives indie films such an opportunity to be on a large platform. They're never going to, or rarely, let me not say never, but very rarely are they going to come out in a theater, you know? So they're giving them the opportunity to be like, I don't know, that's Disney, but Netflix has plenty of the theatrical releases, you know, from the past that everyone loves and their favorites, and they put them up there. But now you have this indie artist who would not have had a chance to be anywhere near that range of audience right next to them as an option.
I totally agree. There's good and bad with the streamers. I think in general, even like you were talking about movies that are out in the movie theaters, I just feel like because productions, because I'm you know, I'm an actor, so I'm in that whole world. Productions, there's pressure that they have to come out with a certain amount of content per year to make up their quota. So it's just like, okay, the writing may not be the best. I can't tell you how many things I booked or auditioned for. I'm like, this writing freaking sucks. I mean, terrible. But then there's some, you know, indie films that I've done or auditioned for. I'm like, the writing is amazing, absolutely amazing. So, but it's just like productions are out of pressure. It's like, we got to come up with this content. It may not be the best, but we'll just have these stars, these big stars attached to it. As long as we make the money, who cares if the movie's good or not? We just want to make the money.
Yeah. You know, my whole thing is like, I just feel like there are horrible movies that come out in theaters too.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's just like, they don't care.
You know, they green light a lot of craziness regardless. I'm not really agreeing with what Patty is saying here. I do think that it's, you know, it's an important platform, is definitely for indie films, but I also don't think it has devolved to the point of like an Amazon books. You know what I'm saying? Where you can just put, you know, you can put a page out and sell it for, you know, $200 if you want to. So it's not quite that crazy. You know, there's still a lot of talent behind it, and people like this stuff and some people don't. I mean, it's just interesting because a lot of big movies that have been on Netflix, a lot of people like to, like, you know, everybody watches them, everybody enjoys them, and then 2 weeks later everybody's talking about how bad it was, and I'm just like, okay, so what happened between now and then? I'm trying to like like, I think Bird Box is like the example of that. Everybody hates Bird Box now. I'm like, okay, so what happened? Because
which one was Bird Box again?
That was with what's her name?
I always get them mixed up. It's not Sandra Bullock, right? It's the other one.
Yes.
Oh, is it her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, is that the one that she can't, you can't see the things? I liked it. I enjoyed that.
And I thought that was one of those. Yeah, one of those big screen type of movies, for sure.
Absolutely. By the shameless plug, one of the movies I did is called Milk Water. It's out on Netflix. I have a supporting role. Check it out. It's with Molly Bernard and Patrick Green and Robin De Jesus. And it's out. Check it out. You'll see me.
Okay. All right. I will definitely check that out. And I hope all of our viewers go and check that out as well. We're going to move into our next topic. We're going to talk about DaBaby yet again. So the news this week is that DaBaby met with about 9 U.S. HIV organizations to apologize to them. And mm-hmm. here's a quote from Variety that we got from, I guess it was like a, I'm assuming this was some kind of like a press release from the event that took place between the organizations and DaBaby. So the quote is, during our meeting, DaBaby was genuinely engaged, apologized for the inaccurate and hurtful comments he made about people living with HIV, and received our personal stories and the truth about HIV and its impact on Black and LGBTQ communities with deep respect. They continue, we appreciate that he openly and eagerly participated in this forum of Black people living with HIV, which provided him an opportunity to learn and to receive accurate information. Mm-hmm. So where are you guys with DaBaby after this has taken place, after this news? Does this change anything for you? Khalid, why don't we start with you?
So I read the statement of like his initial quote, and I was just like, okay, he was trying to be slick because he did not specifically say, oh, LGBT have HIV. He said something about them, and then the next sentence was about, you know, HIV. So it's kind of like, because the sentences were so close together, two ideas together, then I can kind of see why people, you know, said, oh, so you're talking about this. But he knew, I think he caught himself in the moment that he knew that's what he wanted to say. But instead of flat out saying that, he said, okay, I'm going to talk about LGBTQ in this one sentence, and then I'm going to go into this other sentence about HIV to kind of save myself and cover myself that I'm talking about, you know, two different things. But the fact that they were so close together, it's just like, yeah, we knew what you meant. And then his delivery as well. His, I guess I'll just say, passionate delivery speaks for itself as well. I think this is a perfect example of like, you meant what you said, you said what you said, you meant what you said, and now because of what the backlash, now you want to backtrack and then, you know, do the apology tour. But I don't subscribe to that, you know, yeah, this is what I say, and then now I got backlash, now I'm apologizing, because I don't feel it's a sincere apology. I feel it's a forced apology.
Gotcha.
I'm like, I don't believe in any of that stuff.
My feeling when first seeing this headline that he had reached out or the HIV organizations reached out to him, I don't know who reached out first, but when they got together, when I first saw the headline and I didn't actually read the article, I was like, okay, so did he learn anything? Did he, or did he just go there to apologize? And so, you know, reading this and reading this quote, it seemed, I mean, at least from the HIV organization standpoint, that he did learn something from this, and that, you know, the apology may, I don't know, I, you know, I can't tell whether it was genuine or not, but, you know, and I'm not saying let's be pro DaBaby now at all. I'm not saying that at all, but there seems to have been some movement in a positive direction at this point. To where I'm just like, okay, let's see what happens in the future. But I'm still side-eyeing you like majorly. And that's just kind of where I am. But what do you think, Mama Shay?
So I'm gonna just use this analogy. When he said it, it was like the pistol's out and aimed, the safety is off. And after the apology, okay, it's in my holster, but I have not secured it. Like the safety is back on, but it's still within reach. You know, I do think the motive behind all of this, it was not genuine. He saw those, all of his performances getting pulled. He saw that cancel culture working in everyone's behalf but his. And I think his PR team was like, we got to do something. So get out there and act your butt off. I don't care if you're not sorry. Right.
Yeah.
You get in there and you do some damage control.
Yeah.
So that's what I feel like it is now. That does not mean he cannot learn from the damage control. But, you know, pistol is still ready to, like, get him in the forehead. Because I do not doubt that he's going to come out with something else ridiculous. And then people are going to be like, but you just said, and they're going to act all shocked. And it's like, baby, just because something come out your mouth doesn't mean anything. The actions have to follow up.
Right.
So that's kind of where I'm at too.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what the future holds. But I mean, his track record, I mean, the baby's always in some sort of mess. He has some sort of violent streak in him. There's always anger. If he's not beating up a fan or beating up somebody that works at the hotel or cursing somebody out, it's always one thing after another with him. Or they catch him, you know, with guns. Or that time when he was, they rented out a house, an Airbnb. All his people showed up and then beat up the owner. And like, I mean,
I didn't hear about that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Always. That man has no peace. His spirit has no peace at all. It's not.
What's he gonna do next? You know, his track record, it's not the best. I don't know if he will learn from this. I guess only time will tell, you know, let's be hopeful, but I don't know, just everything leading up to it.
Yeah. I mean, y'all are making good points. I mean, yeah, I think the most that he'll learn is just to not F with the LGBTQ community.
Right. Like, he's learned not to say it, and he's learned how to do damage control, but has he actually learned all the stuff that goes with it? You know, again, like Khalid said, only time will tell.
Right. So yeah, I mean, you know, I think with apologies, it's like, especially in cases like this, it's like, it's really up to the individuals whether they accept the apology or not. Us on this panel are like, no, but we'll see. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely there with you. Carefree Black Nerd is saying it is not genuine. He's not putting any action behind it. He's grown as hell and in entertainment. So yeah, and he also,
I like how he spells hell. I like that. I'm gonna use that. Yeah, because I don't like the word hell. I'm gonna use that. I'm taking that from you. That's brilliant. Yeah, because I don't. I'm not with that whole stuff. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, you just threw me for a loop there. I was just like, wait, what? Okay, I got was kind of figured out like why you were censoring it, but I got it's more of a religious thing for you. Got it. Okay. Okay, so we do have one more topic to talk about. And this is actually not necessarily a pop culture topic, but this was something that was brought up on Twitter, our favorite place for the mess. So I'll just read the tweet. At Donwin _, looks like it's _, like yours, Mama Shay. I took this boy on a date in 2019. I brought him flowers and everything. I ended up finding his Twitter a few weeks later, and he tweeted I was corny for bringing him flowers. I ain't brought a flower since. N-word could get a dandelion from me. So this one, I just thought it was interesting to bring up because I feel like those are those moments where, you know, you do something and then you get smacked for it, and then that causes that person to be very closed off to the next person, and you're taking that to everybody else. And I'm like, I don't know. To me, it seems like one of those moments where not bringing flowers is not necessarily punishing somebody, but
it's, you know, bitter behavior.
Yeah. And I'm just like, okay, so we got a bunch of bitter people walking around here. I don't know. How do y'all feel about that? Because that's just kind of how I felt. I'm just like, okay, on one hand, it was really screwed up of the person receiving the flowers to tweet something stupid like that.
Absolutely. Poor class.
But at the same time, don't take that experience and then attribute it to somebody else. I don't know. That's just kind of how I'm feeling. Like, how do y'all feel about this?
I'm right there with you. If I want to be a romantic person, I'm going to be romantic to whoever will receive it. And that's just the way that's going to go. You don't receive it, I know not to do that with you anymore. But that doesn't mean I'm going to stop being me. And if I want to give flowers, somebody getting flowers. So, you know, it's just like, you're going to let somebody really change who you are. Because it seems like at his core, he was like, you know, not just doing it to impress, but he enjoyed doing it. Why else, you know? Well, I don't know. I guess some people might do things that they don't like just to impress. But it seemed like he was hype about it, and then it hurt him. So there's some ego and there's some anger and all of that kind of involved in it. But baby, just go give flowers to somebody who will appreciate it. Like,
what do you think? What do you feel, Khalid? Because I agree there.
Yeah, Okay, two things. I couldn't help but think about the Barbra Streisand song, "You Don't Bring Me Flowers Anymore." Classic. I love Barbra Streisand, but I thought about that song. I'm not a flower type person, but that doesn't mean that if somebody gives me flowers, I'm not going to accept it, because it's the thought that counts. Wow, you thought of me, the actions. It was such a beautiful, you know, moment. It's like, wow, like you did this for me. You know, this symbolizes that how much you care of me and you love me, and you took the time out of your day to think about me and just bring me something that just shows how you feel about me. I will accept that, even though I'm not a flower person, but I will accept that because of the thought and the emotions that went behind that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, Carefree Lechner is saying it as well. It's like, it's terrible. You live and you learn in dating, but don't change yourself because of hurt feelings.
Absolutely.
You know, and I just feel like it's one of those things that happens so frequently, because something bad will happen once, and then people are walking around here carrying these feelings from some past bad behavior that has happened.
Mm-hmm. Mama Shay. So I have a flower related past bad happening, and I hang on to it. I'm not even gonna, you know. When I was married, I actually wound up getting some half dead flowers. It was obvious that like it was what was left. Oh, you know, they looked like they had been trampled for Mother's Day. Like he either forgot about it or whatever. So I love flowers, but do not bring me roses.
Yeah,
I'm just like, roses are done. Learn my favorite flower, maybe my favorite flower color or something like that, to show some thought went into it. But miss me with the roses.
Wait, well, so what if somebody brought you roses and didn't know?
People have brought them to me since, and I've been, you know, gracious and said thank you, because they were trying regardless. Mm-hmm. They don't know that story. So I'm not going to be like, oh my God, this N-word brought me mm-hmm. roses. How dare he? Like, no, that's, you know, whatever. But like that whole like, oh my gosh, I'm never bringing anybody flowers ever.
Yeah.
Again. You know, and that's like me being like, you can't bring me roses or it's going to set me off. Like, it's not a trigger. You know, I've dealt with that part of it, but it's not my preference at all.
I like flowers. Well, I've never gotten flowers, but I feel like,
honey, I'm so sorry.
Have you gotten flowers before?
Yes.
Oh, very nice. Very cool. Yeah. I mean, I don't know where you guys find these people, but
I'm gonna have to court you so you can know how it feels. I'm gonna have to go ahead and send you some flowers.
Okay. Yes, yes.
The next time we hang out, I'm gonna show up with a bouquet and be like, it's best bouquet.
You know, the only thing about that is that I now have to take care of flowers after you give them to me, and that's probably not going to happen.
But you can, I mean, it's not that hard to take care of them. But even though if you don't take care of them, you just have it there, just look at it, you know, they're dying. But just the thought that you got it, it's like, oh, and you know, you see it and you think about the person. You know, it's like that moment in time, you know, it's like that stamp, you know, it's like, okay.
I will bring you a flowering cactus. Not so much upkeep. So have I. I've killed so many succulents and stuff. My green thumb has gangrene.
Okay. Oh goodness.
All right. Like, so I'm just going to throw the flowers to you on the screen. Yeah.
Carefree Back Nerd said, here's a flower for all three of y'all. Thank you so much. But anyway, that is all that we have today. So, you know, I want to thank everybody for joining us. We are going to jump into Splitting the Bill. But this is where you can find us online at Jared D. King, at love_eternal, and at Khalid Rivera on Instagram and Twitter. And Not on Instagram for Mama Shay. Mama Shay is at Bipolar Biped, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is there an underscore in there? I don't know. It's in the show notes.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think I have both of them in the show notes if you want to look below the screen, below the line there. So let's do our quick toast, everyone. That's another showdown.
Yeah.
Be careful what you say, because the boys and the girls will brunch. Take care.